Happy Sunday, people. Welcome back to the Esteem Scene Show. How are we? Are we doing well? So, if you've been with us before, welcome back. If you haven't, this is a weekly dose of confidence, calm, and all things that make your brain behave better. So, today, we are talking about anchors. Not the heavy kind that sink you, but the kind that lift you, the NLP anchors. These are little mental buttons that you can press to bring back a moment of peace, power, joy, and whatever magic you could possibly need. So, have you ever smelt something and felt instantly safe, instantly happy? Have you heard a song and felt totally alive? That's anchoring. Have you had a hug that you will remember forever because that feeling was so intense? Your mind remembers how you felt at that time, and we're here to teach you how to use that to your advantage. You've already have moments that made you feel totally unstoppable, and we're just going to help you find them, store them, and use them like an absolute superpower. So today's show is about creating your own inner playlist of strength, inner memory bank, and something to lean on when life gets loud and rubbish. So take a breath, drop your shoulders, and let's get anchored. Enjoy confidence in all the good stuff. But first, let's have a quick tune and we'll get stuck in.
When life is hard,
So yes, you probably recognise that voice there. That was my song Anchor, and it was to do with how to apply these wonderful feelings into your life and everyday parts of life. So earlier I mentioned the letters NLP, and I'm not sure if you know of what this is, NLP, or not. So I thought I'd just give a quick rundown before we carry on to do with anchors. So NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro, that's your brain, your mind, your nervous system, and the way that your brain takes in information and processes things. Linguistic is obviously your language, not just what you say out loud, but the words you use internally and the meanings attached to them too. That's really important. Programming, that's the patterns that you run, like habits, belief systems, autonomic responses. Some are helpful and some not so much. So it's about noticing these patterns and then changing the ones that don't actually work for you. So it was a communication approach and personal development and part of psychotherapy that first appeared around the 1970s with Richard Bandler and John Grinder. So it asserts a connection between neurological processes, language, and acquired behavioural patterns that can be changed to achieve specific goals in life. And it's been ever so helpful. I studied it for quite some time and became a master practitioner in it myself. So today we're talking about anchors, which is part of neuro-linguistic programming. So these are ways that you can wire in feelings of calm, confidence, joy, beauty, and you can call them in whenever you need to. So here we go. Here's for this week's Confidence Challenge. The one, the only Confidence Challenge. Ta-da. So get your pens out yet again, or your mobile phone notes, and we're going to start searching, thinking, feeling about all of these lovely memories that you have or things that make you extremely happy. So let's just have a think. I'll give you some ideas. Have a think for yourself as well. So maybe, I don't know, the glorious feeling when your coffee's just the right temperature and what it feels like to have that first sip, because it's basically a miracle. The day you moved into your first home, holding those keys like they unlocked your entire future. Meeting your baby for the first time, or meeting the love of your life. A hug. They're always good. A hug. The feeling of goopiness and melting. That promotion that made you feel like you'd made it. Wrapping yourself in a cozy blanket. We've all been there. That first bite of your favourite chocolate when the world's being a complete jerk. Your favourite person. The smell of your favourite meal cooking away, simmering away. I'm thinking of that Bisto advert, you know, saving the best till the last. The taste of hot chocolate with extra cream and marshmallows that are slightly melted. That day with your besties that you never lost your smile. Maybe a kiss, maybe a laugh, maybe someone that held your hand. Whatever it is that makes you deeply happy and completely contented are the memories we need to find right now. So whilst you do your thing, we'll have a couple of tunes, and on my return, we'll discuss the science behind it. And when you need to use these favourite things.
Well, now, when anything bothers me and I'm feeling unhappy, I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
Oh, well, let me see. Nice things. Daffodils. green meadows, skies full of stars, raindrops on roses, and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Does it really work?
Of course it does. You try it. What things do you like?
Pussy Willow. Christmas. Bunny rabbit.
No school.
Pillow fight.
Telegram.
Birthday present. Any present.
Yes.
Ladybug.
What?
Yeah. A good sleep.
A true good good time.
1, 2, 3. Uh-huh.
gave you the inspiration you needed to find your favourite things. Thank you, Julie Andrews. So for each episode, I try and include a small morsel of science to back up the things that I say. Just if you don't believe me from what I genuinely need to say, you might actually believe me now. Our brains are a high-tech survival machine. So when we're stressed and we're anxious and angry, our brain flips a switch and literally goes into danger mode. You already know this, and it's the fight or flight response. But it's run by a small component in the brain called the amygdala, which is basically the brain's drama queen. So suddenly your heart will race and your breathing gets shallow and your muscles tense and your logic, well, that goes out the window, vanishes into the abyss and it's gone. So this worked great when we were running from tigers and being our cavemen selves, but now it just kicks off over any situation that technically needs our thoughts, our calm and our structured planning solution-based personas. Not a chance. Now here's the clever bit. Your brain doesn't always know the difference between what's really happening and what you're remembering. It's a glitch. So if you bring up a strong positive memory, like the time you belly laughed so hard that you snorted, or that hug that made you literally melt into goo, your body will react as though it's happening now. So when you recall something that's calm or comforting, a smell, a song, a memory of your nan's kitchen, that one dance floor moment at your mate's wedding, your body begins to shift. Your parasympathetic nervous system, the chill out squad, kicks in. So the heart rate slows, your breathing deepens, your muscles soften, your thoughts sound better. You know, they sound less like panicking and more like, ooh, actually, I'm okay. So it's like giving your brain a warm mug of tea and saying, shh, you're safe now. So we want to go a little bit deeper in the exchange, in the transmitters of the brain. So adrenaline, when you're stressed, this is already making you to be available to sprint or put your fists up, ready to fight, ready to fly. Cortisol, that's another transmitter and hormone. The long-haul stress hormone, great in short bursts, but if it hangs around too long, it will drain your battery, mess with your sleep, memory, mood, and basically it's just a hormonal grump. Norepinephrine keeps you alert, twitchy, and ready to jump if someone drops a spoon or whatever it is they're going to drop. So once you have access to the happy thought that we might not fly like Peter Pan and his lost boys, but once you trigger a positive anchor, that feel-good memory, favourite smell, music, or whatever, your brain switches tacks and it starts releasing the good stuff, the good neurotransmitters that we all need. Things like dopamine. You hear me talk about dopamine loads. Your brain's yes signal. It's released when you recall reward or have joy, and it's think big wings, good fortune, good food, the memory of the first kiss. You know, that's what creates dopamine. Serotonin, your stabilizer. The helping with mood, sleep, digestion. This is your inner everything's okay signal. Oxytocin, the hug hormone. It's all about our connection, trust, safety. It floods in during a loving moment or comforting touches. Endorphins, your natural painkillers, your happiness boosters, laughing, dancing, crying, happy tears. It's all from your endorphins. So basically, anchoring is the good stuff. It's like sending a group of texts to your brain's chill out squad. All is well. Cancel the apocalypse.
Yeah. ambition. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. Is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Activate and rise. You've got your anchor, that thing, the song, the smell, the photo, the moment, the memory. But here comes the trick. How do you actually use it when your brain is melting, your boss is being passive aggressive, someone's breathing behind you and someone's just told you to calm down? We hate those things. So let's break it down. So we have to identify the SOS moment. So if you're spiraling, doom thinking, or fighting the urge to throw that shoe, then ding, ding, that's your moment. Your system is in overload and your brain has dipped into the emotional junk drawer. Interpret the noise, literally. Pop in the earbuds and hit play on your song. Pull out the photo that reminds you that you're loved. Whisper that mantra you've attached to in your safe memory. Spray your anchoring scent. Yes, scent can also be really good. It's the olfactory settings in the senses. Or use your sensory body anchor process. Press your fingertips together. Breathe deeply and recall that feeling. So if you want to practice that, that's one of the best things you can do. As you're thinking about your special memory place person, hold your first finger onto your thumb hard. So every time you get aggy, angry, annoyed, irritated, do the thumb and finger. Do the thumb and finger. It should come back to you, but that's going to take practice. So do that regularly. It's just wiring. You're literally redirecting your nervous system every time you do this. I don't think you realize how powerful you actually are. So you then need to pair it with intention. So you say it in your mind. Say it aloud if you're that brave. I am safe. I'm here. I've survived. I choose peace. This helps your body believe the cue. It turns your anchor into a conscious choice rather than a nice idea floating about in your head. So like with anything, the more you do it and the more you practice and the more repetition there is, the more it will be automatic. So after all this practice, there's a possibility that you won't even need the anchor. your nervous system will literally respond to the cue before your panic party literally kicks off. So anchor, reset, move on. Look at you, you nervous system ninja. So I'm going to leave you with some more music. Have fun.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
All the way, all the way.
Nobody say, nobody on. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run away, how we will cry.
Took flight, we on a joyride. Never doubted we were born for.
Sending you away with top tricks, tips and ideas for you because it is a good life. So there you have it, the magic of NLP anchors flipping the switch from stress to success. Whether it's a big life win, a secret comfort food or that one song that makes your soul dance, these anchors are your personal power buttons. So next time life's chaos is knocking at your door, remember you hold the remote, you hold the key, and you can answer or not, but press play on your piece. Hit pause on the noise and let your confidence soundtrack take over. Because at the end of the day, finding your calm isn't about perfect silence. It's about turning up the good stuff loud enough to drown out the nonsense. So stay anchored, stay fierce, and stay shining, you absolute beautiful humans. Don't forget, we've got other fabulous shows on South End City Radio. We have the South End City Sports Show. We have the Glitter Show with Lady O, sending you out in style on a Friday night at 7 o'clock. Marley with our morning show and plenty, plenty more. This show is on demand. So if you've missed any of the previous ones, please go to www.southendcityradio.uk. Go and have a listen and catch up and tell me what you think. If there's a theme you'd particularly like me to cover, please message us either Facebook or on the website, do an email, whatever you want to do, or message me privately. It's not a problem. So I hope you have the best Sunday. I hope you find your anchors. And I hope you have fun also thinking about all these nice things. It can only make us in a better mood. So fabulous time with you. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to love yourself a little lots.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path.
get right.